Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to another installment of Radio Biafra News Hour, coming to you today from a place called Bristol in Virginia. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I have with me in the studio today also our dear sister Chidera Kabwe to help us present the news. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet, that this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Therefore, we are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people, because Radio Biafra is listened to and received in every time zone in the world. And as the earth spins at over 1,000 miles per hour, and as the sun is being chased by the earth from the east to the west, so are Radio Biafra listeners in every part of this earth that we are living in. We are saying thank you for joining us. We are also asking you, please, and pleading with you to bring your friends along with you, bring your family members. Do not be afraid, do not be shy about Biafra. It was your name for 500 years before Nigeria was created, at least recorded. Over 500 years before Nigeria was created. If you are jettisoning Biafra, it is like you telling your grandmother that they should not bear their name anymore, that they should go and die. We welcome you wherever you are. Please go and use your Facebook, use your Twitter, use your BlackBerry, use every messenger console that you are on at the moment to inform your friends to go to www.radiobiafra.co. If they're having difficulties there, please ask them to go to peopleofbiafra.org. peopleofbiafra.org. This is Radio Biafra. We're normally based in London, in England, but we are here touring United States and Canada. We've been to a few places. We've been to Atlanta in Georgia. We have been to Corpus Christi. We have been to Houston. We have been to Dallas, Fort Worth area. We have been to San Francisco. We have also been to Los Angeles. And from Los Angeles, we did go to Chicago. From Chicago to Toronto. And we are back here in Bristol, in Virginia. We are thanking all of you that has made it possible for Radio Biafra to be in this country. We are running down our clock. Very soon, we shall be returning to the United Kingdom to continue the work of God, to continue the dissemination of information regarding how we're going to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. Everything we do at Radio Biafra is about transparency, is about truth, is about honesty. Any day we deviate from it, we will fail to exist. We cannot castigate people for being evil and then we turn out to be like them. That will not happen. As long as we exist, we maintain that Radio Biafra is incorruptible. We are whiter than white. We are whiter than snow itself. Anything you hear about us, please come on air and debate us. Please, can you give them the number for them to debate us with? But before you do that, please, can you say hello to the wonderful people of Biafra and friends of Biafra in every continent, in every country, in every locality of the world listening to Radio Biafra this evening, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra in every country and continent and all friends of Biafra. My name is Chidera Akabo and I'm welcoming you to this first segment of the broadcast here in Bristol, Virginia.
Thank you very much. And can you give them the number, please? If you hear anything, if you're in doubt, if you want to query us, please, you're free to do so. It's an open platform. No questions are out of bounds. You can ask whatever question you wish to ask, as long as it is within the bounds of reason and taste, because this is a family program. Every family is listening to it, both the young and the old, the adult and the small children. Everybody is listening to Radio Biafra, please. You are free to call us. And the number to call, once again, is
+1 404 789 8796.
Again, please.
+1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. And should you also wish to contact us via Skype, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. Add Radio Biafra. That is all you need to do. And you are with us. You can call Radio Biafra in exactly 30 minutes time, round about 25 minutes to 3, is that correct? 25 minutes to 3, is that correct here?
Yes,
yes, please. And 25 minutes to 8 p.m. in London. The same goes to Biafra land on this day, the 18th of July, in the year of our dear Lord 2013. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live. This is not a recorded program. This is a live transmission, a live broadcast of Radio Biafra coming to you from Bristol in Virginia. We are capable of broadcasting from anywhere on this planet. Our main studio is in London, being ably looked after as we speak right now at the controls in London. Is Uche Mefo, who is doing a sterling job. up very soon, as we did promise. Everything shall fall into place. Radio Biafra will be bringing you an app. We are waiting for our app to come through before we give you our television. We are coming, and also is our transmitter as well. We have a lot of things in the pipeline. We continue to pray and ask for your support in whatever way you can, because every little that you give to us goes towards making sure that each and every family, every Biafran family on this earth, has access to the correct news, the quality analysis, and the in-depth reporting that goes with Radio Biafra. That is our hallmark. We present news the way that no other station, no other channel coming out of Sub-Saharan Africa can do, because when we present news to you in English language, we break it down so that people who may or who should, under normal circumstances, be able to understand something by first translating it from English to their local language, even to their local dialect, will be able to follow what we are doing and be able to absorb it at the same time. We don't give you the news to do nothing with it. If you listen to Radio Biafra, you must act on your conviction, act on the things that you have heard. If you're convinced that what we are telling you is correct, then please do follow us and do what we are asking you to do, because Radio Biafra is directly responsible for the dissemination of information regarding how we are all collectively going to get Biafra. Radio Biafra is answerable to the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. I am answerable as the host and director to the board of the Territorial Board of Radio Biafra, who in turn are also responsible or directly reporting to you, the listeners, as well. If you're listening to Radio Biafra, that means you own Radio Biafra as well, because it's a public platform, the only type of its kind coming out of Sub-Saharan Africa. It is not owned by anybody. It is not owned by any individual or groups of individuals. That is why when you call Radio Biafra, we take your call without actually having to decipher, without any censorship, without any pre-warning. This is our station, belongs to all of us, and we are broadcasting to the whole world. We are welcoming you once again. We will now go directly to our news headline for today. Please give us your news headlines today, please, including the accompanying summary, please, if you may.
The news headlines. We are reporting that Nigeria Senate approves marriage for underage children. Also that 50 Boko Haram orphans to get scholarships. Why Mazob murdered Igbo youth members in Anambra State. First Lady speaks, the issue I have with Governor Amaechi. We are also reporting why President is after Governor Amaechi, said Professor Wole Soyinka. Also that Professor Utomi is saying that Yar'Adua and Sanusi conspired to loot 32.2 billion naira from PHB Bank. Also that JTF killed 30 terrorists in Borno State. The news in detail. This new law will prescribe the 18-year-old rule for any Nigerian child to qualify to engage into a conscious agreement of marriage. The Senate claimed that a woman is deemed to be full of age once she is married, irrespective of her age. The proponents or supporters of the underage marriage rule include Senator Yerima Ahmad Sani, Zamfara West, who claimed that the provision which stipulates a certain age for women before getting married was at variance with Islamic law. The resolution was made by lawmakers on Tuesday after a vote on recommendations of the Senate Committee on the Review of the Nigerian Constitution. The Executive Director of Project Alert on Violence Against Women, Josephine Efa Chukwuma, described the resolution as a selfish one. She said that the resolution would contradict the Child Rights Act, which stipulated that a child is anyone below the age of 18. That is very reckless of them and insensitive of them to the plight of young girls, especially in this time and era of child sexual abuse. The implications and complications that come up from early marriage, which we all know, VVF, RVF, and all that. So if they go to the constitution to remove the age restriction that says one cannot marry 18, then they might as well throw the Child's Rights Act out of the window. The Child's Rights Act says clearly that a child is anyone below the age of 18, or are they oblivious to it? It is completely unacceptable, she says.
Yes, are we still on the news? Are we having any difficulties? Or which particular one is it, please?
The second one.
Which is?
50 Boko Haram members to get scholarship.
Maybe it's not coming up because it's not news, actually. Is that 50 Boko Haram members were killed by the JTF, isn't it? Yes, go ahead.
No fewer than 31 suspected terrorists and a member of the youth vigilance group, popularly called Civilian JTF, were killed yesterday in a clash which erupted in Zagadejeri village on the outskirts of Maiduguri, the Borno state capital. Our correspondent gathered that the incident, which occurred about 1 p.m., forced some residents of the village to flee the area, turning the village to a ghost town. A resident who did not want his name mentioned said that some Boko Haram sect members were sighted by some civilian JTF in London city ward of the metropolis and swung into action, ostensibly to arrest them. Members of the Association of Youths Organization AIYO in Onitsha have reacted to the bloody clash, with members of the Movement for the Actualization of the Sovereign State of Biafra, MASOB, last Saturday alleging that fighters who killed four of their members were after them because they were gaining massive popularity and acceptability in Anambra State. The group gave the names of the AIYO members who died during the clash as Chimeze, Samuel, Emeka and Dragon. The group said many others were injured. In a statement, the AIYO state coordinator, Mr. Chukwuemeka Oga, said that at about 1:30 a.m. on Sunday, MASOB stormed our Onitsha Owerri office with over 500 members and destroyed our office, chairs, tables, laptops and fans, and opened fire with our boys. First Lady Patience Jonathan yesterday spoke of her problem with River State Governor Rotimi Chibike Amaechi. Mrs. Jonathan, who has been linked with the Rivers People's Democratic Party PDP crisis, told visiting bishops in Abuja that the disagreement started 4 years ago. 16 bishops from the South South Christian Association of Nigeria, CAN, visited her at her at the presidential villa. She told them that she had committed the crisis to prayer. The crisis last week culminated in a free-for-all at House of Assembly in Port Harcourt when five members attempted to impeach Speaker Otelemaba Dan Amakri in a 32-member house. Nobel laureate Professor Wole Soyinka yesterday hinted at the root of the rift between River State Governor Rotimi Amaechi and the presidency. The elder statesman, who said he had been contacted by both factions before he addressed a joint news conference with activist Femi Falana, SAN, in Lagos, disclosed that the presidency was unhappy over conflict of interest on certain resources. Soyinka said a special advisor in the presidency, whom he did not name, visited him and outlined the official rationale for the Nigerian Governors Forum, NGF, debacle. He said the conflict over certain resources was implied as the root of the division between the NGF and the presidency. Renowned economist Professor Pat Utomi yesterday told an Ikeja High Court that the late Umar Musa Yar'Adua, Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, Governor Malam and Governor Malam Sanusi Lamido and others conspired to steal Platinum Habib Bank, otherwise known as Bank PHB, from its original shareholders. Utomi told Justice Latifat Okunu in the ongoing trial of the former managing director of Bank PHB, Francis Atuche, his wife, Elizabeth, and a former chief financial officer, Ugo Anyanwu, how the presidency perfected plans to hijack the bank. He gave the testimony during the trial of the defendants accused of stealing $32.2 billion belonging to the bank.
Yes, thank you very much. Those are our news headlines that we're presenting to you today, and accompanying news summary. As you have heard, that once again, the Hausas and the Yorubas are converging on River State like vultures. They are converging like vultures, and we need them to get away from River State. We also have Wole Soyinka, Professor Wole Soyinka, also weighing in into the crisis by saying, by trying to offer or hinting at what he feels is the root of the problem between Amaechi and Goodluck Jonathan. He also said that he was contacted by both factions before he addressed a joint news conference with activist Femi Falana. Isn't it quite strange that Goodluck Jonathan will come to us and say he's Igbo, his name is Ebola Azikiwe, and Amechi, maybe he's written me, he says he's a Yoruba man, half Yoruba, half Ikwere, whatever that means. They approached Wole Soyinka to come and mediate, when they should have approached people like Ekwueme, when there are people they could have approached. That goes to show the level of irrelevance of our people. We are at the door knocking all the time, hoping to be let in. Nobody's letting us in. The Yorubas are doing the same thing they did in the old Midwest. The same thing that happened that precipitated the crisis you had in the country is once again playing out in River State, where they are clamoring for Rotimi Amaechi on one side and also Goodluck Jonathan on the other side. But the most distressing news today, because when we report news at Radio Biafra, a lot of people don't quite take it seriously until it happens. As I warned you a while ago, it always comes to pass. What they are trying to do by enacting this satanic law, which is all that is to it, is to show our people that all the little girls that were given to them when they came to serve as commissioners of police, as sentries for the government of Nigeria in Igbo land, all the babies that came from the baby factory that they took with them. Remember when we told our listeners, you the listeners, that when they are retiring, when a Hausa commissioner of police is retiring from Abia State or from Imo State or from Enugu State or from Ebonyi, they give them little children. They go to baby factories and take and select a little girl and take with them to the north. People thought we were joking. We were embarking on fallacy or fantasy. It is beginning to come home to roost. That is exactly the same reason why they are enacting this law, so that they will not face any persecution. That's why they're doing it. So that when we get our Biafra and we go after them, they will say it is legal, that what they did is legal. This is a blatant Islamization. They have used this thing to sound a note of warning to everybody that they can use what they regard as their inbuilt numerical strength in Nigeria to push through any legislation. They are saying that you can go and marry somebody who is 11 years old, 10 years old in Nigeria, and convert that child, a child, a baby, into your wife, and get, can you imagine, a 10-year-old girl pregnant by a 65-year-old man? That is the type of abomination they're bringing into Nigeria. That is what they want we Biafrans to live under. When we tell people why we want to leave Biafra, why we want to leave Nigeria for Biafra, they don't quite understand. When we tell them why Biafra has to leave Nigeria, they don't quite follow it. This is precisely the reason why. Nigeria is a zoo. It is inhabited by wild animals. Who would ever think that in this day and age they can bring such a law to bear on the lives of the people, when there are far more important things for them to legislate upon, when there are far more important things for them to do? This man is standing up and saying that he is very proud that he is bringing Islam into the heart of the governance in Nigeria. The Senate of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria has approved the marriage of underage children, irrespective of their age in the country. That is the headline. Being reported, we deliberately had to go to other sources to report it. This is not Radio Biafra written news or headline. The Nigerian Senate, they are effectively saying that you can marry anybody, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old. This is a charter for pedophiles, child abuse and sex abuse. The entire Nigerian Senate and Nigerian government ought to be reported to UNICEF for making law for child abuse. That is what they are doing. So when people abuse children in that country, then they can wave them on and say, oh no, leave them, they are consenting adults. In the eyes of the country, the moral decadence is so much that is no more adult. It is sex for all, free for all. Anybody, you can grab hold of a 6-year-old, you can grab hold of a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, and it's all goodbye to her. This is as a result of the hell and impunity people are going through in that country. This is as a result of the wickedness in the heart of these people. This is as a result of the darkness inside the heart of these people, that grown-up men, some of them great-grandfathers, some of them, can think of going to marry a 10-year-old girl Most of them Igbo girls, of course, because they are in high demand. Igbo girls are in very high demand. Most of them are Igbo girls, so that they can legitimize their act of pedophilia. The Child's Rights Act says clearly that a child is anyone below the age of 18. Or are they oblivious to it? It is completely unacceptable. This is what campaigners are beginning to report, that even the law in the useless country says that anybody under the age of 18 is a child and is therefore protected. But the Nigerian Senate, befitting a country created by Lucifer for the purposes of serving the fetishness and the purpose of the men in hell that created it, they are said they have removed this very blanket that introduced a bit of decorum, a bit of respect into the lives of the people, to say that anybody can now go without shame, without humiliation, to go and marry a child of 11. I'm asking Wole Soyinka, what are these people? The so-called moral bearers and standards of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, what are you people? Why is it that you people are there and those you claim you voted into power is introducing Sharia to us by the back, not by the front door, no more by the back door? Because in some segments of Sharia as practiced in Nigeria, I am not a student of Sharia law, I am not a scholar on Islamic rules and laws. What they are saying, what they are reporting to us, is that they can marry anybody they like, which is an abomination where I come from. That is why we cannot be in the same country together. You have your own rules of engagement, we have our own rules of engagement, you have your own value system, which we do not hold anything against. We have our own value system, the value system, the ancient culture and value system of the Biafran ethnicities, the Igbo people to be precise, abhors such nonsense. You cannot marry a child unless that child is a consenting adult. You cannot do it. But in the north, they don't know anything about consenting adults because they are autocratic, they are feudal in nature. You report to only one person, that person says what happens and that is what goes. We are not like that. We report to our council of elders. We cannot belong in the same country because we have divergent and sometimes conflicting value systems. This is Radio Biafra. This is our signature headline today, that the Nigerian Senate has approved a charter for pedophiles. Pedophiles. That is what they have done in the country, to give them a license to go and abuse children. Very soon they will start going into kindergarten, into nursery schools, and picking up children and abusing them, telling us that it is a country, they are consenting adults. Some of the news you read from the zoo, you can't believe these laws are being made by human beings created by or born by other humans. They behave as if they don't have any brain. But you will not hear about this thing going all over the place and people complaining about it. No, you won't hear about it. What you hear about is an ogre at the top. When stupid stories break, it goes viral. It's all over the place. When something of substance is happening that you expect reasonable men and women to sit around and discuss and offer their opinion, nobody says anything. It makes you begin to wonder the quality of education some of these people had. It makes you to begin to wonder the level of their moral fiber. It makes you to wonder if they can be considered human at all. That is why we refer to them as the Zoological Republic. Only animals inhabit that place. Only people who cannot reason properly inhabit that place. That is why they come up with daft laws as this. We are also reporting today, as something we carried extensively yesterday, that the murder of 4 Igbo youths by MASOB is still reverberating in Anambra State, because members of the Association of Youth Organization in Onitsha, they are reacting. We have been telling them, they have been calling Radio Biafra, we have told them, you cannot react. You cannot react. We have given them message that we don't want any retaliatory act on Igbo soil. We don't want tit for tat killing on Igbo soil because it is not our way of life. If you involve yourself in killing, if you like, go and try it. If you involve yourself in the killing of any other Biafran, any other Igbo person, you cannot get Biafra. Biafra cannot come through you. It is not possible. We have biblical references to substantiate what we're saying. As long as you have committed the murder of another Igbo person, you can never get Biafra, regardless of who you are. For the simple reason that the land upon which we stand is holy. Biafran land is sacred. When you commit murder, you have committed crime against the land. And nobody is allowed or given the permission to take away the life of another person, not where we are coming from, because we value human life. So please, we are asking members of the AIYO, do not retaliate. We are making this announcement on the air so that the whole world will hear what we are saying. We don't need any shedding of blood. We don't want our enemies to laugh at us by using MASOP as they intended to do, to stop us from realizing Biafra that we are marching on relentlessly to go and accomplish. We are also reporting today that the First Lady, while she's weighing in into the issue in River State, only God himself knows, but she is an irrelevance because she shouldn't be getting involved in the first place. But it is Nigeria where the First Lady gets involved in the governance of a state that is not allowed. We are welcoming all our listeners, please, and we're telling you that our line, once again, please, you do wish to contact us, is
+1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. You can also join us via Skype. All you need to do, please, is to make sure that you add Radio Biafra to your contact list. Please, Uchenna Joseph, we are not refusing to take your call. Please, if you call us back, we will take your call. Uchenna is saying that we have refused to take his call. No, we have not refused to take your call. If you call us now, we should be able to take your call. We are presenting the news, as we have said previously. Please, you give us some time before you can start calling us. This is Radio Biafra. You can call Radio Biafra now if you choose to do so. And we're asking Uchenna Joseph to please try and do that. He wrote us a message. We are also informing all of you that you can text Radio Biafra. You can message Radio Biafra. All you need to do is either text us via the normal studio number, or alternatively, you can get us via Skype as well. If you send us via Skype as well, we should be able to get it. We are receiving text messages. This who is this from? There is no name. No, this is from Valentine. From Valentine, from London, he's saying, "Hi, Nam. The Northern Senator Yerima last 3 years got himself a 9-year-old Egyptian girl as a wife. Oh, brother Jesus. The man spearheading this legislation, no wonder, got himself a 9-year-old Egyptian girl as a wife. No wonder he was spearheading this satanic law. We must liberate ourselves from this nemesis called Nigeria. Please keep repeating this news so the world will hear it from Radio Biafra." Of course, we are here to repeat it. It is our main news topic today. It is our main signature headline today, that we are reporting that the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, the people that make laws for the animals in the zoo, They are at it again. They have made a law that says that you can go and take a child, molest a child, abuse a child in a country of unimaginable poverty. In a country that is so poor, we can imagine all the little girls hawking one thing or the other, selling oranges, selling corn, selling all manner of things in order to help the family to survive. Now all they need to do is to bring them, buy up everything that they have, and decide to abuse them. And if you ask them, they will say, "Oh, I was proposing to her, I was trying to marry her, that is why I was abusing the child." This is happening in Nigeria so that people will understand. We are broadcasting from the United States and informing UNICEF and anybody who cares to listen that Nigeria is now a haven for pedophiles. Nigeria is now a haven for child abuse, and Nigeria is stepping out of the bounds of civilized behavior. They are conducting themselves as people who are not worthy to be considered as men and women who are civilized. That is why we are reporting it this evening and informing the whole world that Nigeria has turned upside down. What is your view on this?
I am just so sad right now, because this is very, especially this particular news of the houses that are pedophiles. They have been doing this. They've always been doing it, but it's just that I think couple here in Jigo now, that is why they came out in the open. If it's like this now, imagine what they have been doing to the Igbos that live in the north and their children. So I'm really appealing to everybody, especially those back home, to resist this, because it's very, very satanic. Remember 2 weeks ago when we were in Dallas,
yes,
the Sultan of Sokoto was saying that he wants Islam to be placed above all. And
yes, and they are doing it now.
They've already taken action. And this is a betrayal from Goodluck. Because the Sultan claimed that he had they had an agreement with him, and he never told anybody that agreement, that he was going to give everybody away. to become under, to subject everyone under Islamic law. He didn't tell us that. If he had done that, then I don't think anybody would have voted for him. So that is really, that's very, very,
because
bad.
That was what the Sultan was saying, that the agreement they reached with Jonathan was to place Islam at the top of, above all. That was his direct quote, to place Islam
above. And they have succeeded in doing it now.
They have, of course they have succeeded. So what is going to stop them from going after little children? A man as old as he is, Shetima, whatever his name is, went to Egypt and got himself
Shetima.
And got himself
a nine-year-old girl know? What does a nine-year-old girl know?
Even 18. What does an 18-year-old girl know to start with?
Yes.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
If you study human anatomy, you would know that a girl, even at 18 years, her organs, especially her reproductive organs, are not fully developed. I learned that in medical school. So why would they bring this kind of devilish, wicked law?
Nobody knows why they brought it, and I hope our listeners can be able to tell us. If you're joining us today, that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from a place called Bristol in Virginia on the eastern side of the United States of America. We are here to present Radio Biafra to the people in this country and also to those in Canada, and we've been able to do so. We are also making sure that we can do all we can to restore our connections also with our Skype, so you can be able to join us, to offer us your views, to give us your opinion regarding this. Is heartbreaking.
It's very heartbreaking.
Can you imagine how mothers feel? Those with little children, can you imagine how they are feeling today?
And our people are not even bothered about this. They are just busy chasing shadows. The politicians at home are busy thinking of how to get into power in 2015. They are not even considering this. Those of us here in the United States, according to you, are busy eating hamburgers when they have relatives, younger sisters, nieces at home that are going to fall victims to this. Because they did this for Igbos, not for themselves. Whatever they do, it usually turns out to become very unfavorable to us, because they know that this is something that is against our tradition and our culture. That is why they have passed it into law. It's us that are going to suffer. There's no other person that's going to suffer this except the Igbos. And we have people everywhere being oblivious about this, enjoying life.
It's terrible. It's very, very terrible. Let's go and take this call and see who is calling us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Dr. Okoko Emile, calling from Nigeria, Ibadan.
Ibadan. Go ahead. Go ahead, doctor. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Mandekan, I'm very, very grateful to you.
Thank you.
I thank you for all your work. Calling from United States to Canada and again back to United States. I thank you for your work. I'm very, very grateful. And one thing I want to say, that there are some people that are trying to discourage you. Those people that will call and will not say what their name is, and people that will call and start telling you that you are wasting your time by campaigning for Biafra and all that. I think that such people, if you can recognize them whenever they call, you try to prevent them from talking, because the more they talk, the more they discourage those who are ready for the work and those who are ready to contribute financially and morally. So I believe that the best thing to do is to try to keep such people away as much as possible. Are you hearing me, sir?
So is the whole world. We are hearing you, and so is the whole world. Yes, go ahead.
So what I'm saying is that it is very, very necessary for you to know this. Who doesn't want this match to the African nation to work, so that you can be able to know how to deal with it. And at the same time, I believe that sometimes you and those in the United States there, you did discuss more of politics in Nigeria. I believe that the best thing for you to do is to talk more on those issues that can give us Biafra, and those things that will make our people to tend to dance and come close to Biafra by discussing the whole thing going on in Nigeria. Especially 2015 election, the issue of Hausa Fulani, competing with Jonathan, and Jonathan wants something, and others Professor Chirika something. I think they are more of Nigerian news. So I think talking deeply, going deep or details into them is more of talking to about Nigeria and try to tell them that they're interested in Nigeria rather than they're interested in Biafra.
Yes, sir. Yes, doctor. Thank you very much. I understand you're a medical doctor at Ibadan. Thank you very much. You are a very keen follower of Radio Biafra. We have taken your views on board. But in terms of you, we must understand what Radio Biafra is here to do. We are here to report every news that affects our people. There are Biafrans all over Nigeria. Yourself, you're practicing in Ibadan. So you people are scattered everywhere. We ourselves, we are in England. So if there is anything happening in London, even if in the United States, that affects our people, we should be able to report it. For instance, last night, we reported the miscarriage of justice suffered by, what's his name, Trayvon, whatever? The Mervin, the boy that was murdered, the black boy that was murdered, that Zimmerman killed.
I did hear about
Trayvon or whatever his name is. So it affects our people here, especially our young ones, and we reported the news. So if we don't, it's only if you're telling us to abandon the Ikwere people. Are they not part of Biafra? Doctor, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, that is true.
Yes, they're part of Biafra. So anything happening to Amechi is also impacting on the lives of other Biafrans. As you well know, there was fights the other day that broke out and there were gunshots all over the place. So there is River State being unstable as well and is within Biafra land. So we are touching it as a point of reference and to infer when we discuss, because when we report what is happening in Nigeria, the foolishness in the country, this pedophile law that has been passed whereby you can go and pick up an 8-year-old and start molesting her sexually because the Senate says you should do so, then the world ought to know about it. Then when it comes to leaving Nigeria for Biafra, the world can say, yes, we can understand why they want to go. That is why we report it. Okay?
Yes, thank you. I'm hearing you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Another thing I want to say is that this Biafran government under customary law.
Yes.
Is there anything they are doing to reach to the elders in the neighboring ethnic groups like Ijo, like Ifik, like Ibibio, like Ibewa, so that they can be able to work together and basically be able to know that government really exists and be able to collaborate in working from the grassroots?
Yes, that is correct. I do not dispute what your suggestions and what you're saying. We have a Biafran government at the moment as represented by the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. We don't want people to mistake us when we explain that we have the right and the legitimacy to constitute a viable government under customary law. The same law that allowed them in the north to have Sharia. Our people must be made to understand this. Nobody is asking you not to have Biafra. No, that is not what the Constitution of Nigeria is saying. They are saying you must do so within customary laws of the Constitution of Nigeria. That's what they are saying. So even when you have the customary courts back home, there should be a set of people either making their laws or guiding them in what they're doing. We don't have that at the moment. Every customary law in Igbo land, every customary court in Ibadan should be reporting, or the activities should be monitored or guided by the Council of Elders. That's what we are saying. So we have the right at the moment to constitute a Biafran government, but it will be under Nigeria, under customary law in Nigeria, the same way Sharia is in the north.
Yes, but my grand is that, is there any way the government of Biafra at home now is working to unite these elders in other parts of Biafra,
yes,
like Zoland, Idoma, Aneoma, Efik, and Ibibio? Are they working underground on that street to unite and work with these elders in these areas?
Yes, we are. There is a lot of work going on. Not when I say we, not the editorial board of Radio Biafra, but the Council of Elders are doing quite a lot of work. is not everything that we report in the newspapers, because if we tell you now that we've been to the Amainabo of Okrika, the next thing you hear, Yorubas will send them, Chinua, what is his name again, Wolesoyinka, to the place to go and start talking to them. It is all, you can even see the battleground that Port Harcourt has turned into. We don't want to let our enemies know what we are up to. But what we're saying to them is that Biafra is a land of free people, a land of brave people. Anybody wishing to join Biafra, including the Sultan of Sokoto, if they want to come and join, that's entirely up to them. They can come and declare their intention to be part of us. But what we're saying is that we are tired of the nonsense called Nigeria. We don't wish to be a part of it any longer, for the simple reason that nothing is working. Nothing at all is working. If Nigeria were working, then there could be some kind of an argument to try to sustain it, to amend it, to no, there is no basis whatsoever to try to prop something that is crumbling. No, we do not have that in that very place. And yes, to your question, we are doing a lot of work which even sometimes the media in Nigeria will not report. Let me ask you a question. You are aware that we are going to court, and we've been in court since January this year. Is that correct? You are aware of that?
Yes, I'm aware of the whole court process up to this moment.
Thank you very much. How many times have you read about it in the newspapers of Nigeria, on the pages of the newspapers in that country? How many times?
I've not except one or two cases in this form.
That's it. That's all. So all the other newspapers.
Yes, apart from that.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead.
Yes. There was a time I was even trying to tell people in the comment section of the Punch and the Vanguard, and that people should go to radio Biafra website to go and read news and listen to the radio. I'm sure that whenever I make such comments, they will delete it. They don't allow me to stay.
You see? So that is what we're telling our people. Anything that will bring progress to the pursuit of Biafra, anything that will elevate an Idoma man, an Igbo man, somebody from Akwa Ibom, somebody from Cross River, somebody from Rivers, somebody from Ijaw, somebody from Delta, and of course the Banke people that they gave to Edo State, anything that will lift us up, Nigerian newspapers will not publish it. Anybody you hear them mentioning all the time, saying, oh, follow that person, that the leaders of Biafra know that they are in concert with them. They have decided to sell our soul. Can you imagine that something as monumental as according Biafra a judicial recognition for the first time in the history of that country, that for the first time a judge in a court of law can stand up and say Biafra versus Nigeria without anybody going to jail? Nigerian newspapers did not report it. Because they know that once they report it, we are teaching other people what they do not know. That is the great conspiracy against our people. That is why we have Radio Biafra. That is why we are going to print our own newspapers and distribute it for free. That is why we need our own transmitter. To counter the lies that have been fed our people for very many years. To counter the nonsense that Igbo people are money-hungry people. To counter the lies that they have been peddling all over the place that we are fraudsters. Do you know that Sanusi wanted to steal, not wanted, is about to defraud, or is in the process of defrauding a bank up to the tune of over 32 billion. These are people that say they are Muslims and that they believe in Allah, that they are law-abiding, always stealing from the people. Radio Biafra is here to set straight the record. It is here to debunk every nonsense coming out of the Nigerian media. We are here to counter our enemies from wherever they come from, because we have a technology that they cannot lay their hands on. What we are doing, they cannot do it. Radio Biafra can broadcast from any terrain in the world. As long as it can house you, as long as a human being can be there for up to 2 hours, we can broadcast from there. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, may God bless you too. Bless Biafra and bless the friends of Biafra.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was our dear brother. He is Dr. K. He is calling from Ibadan. He's a medical doctor there. Let us go to the line and see if there are people there. Is anybody on Skype at all? Do we have anybody on Skype? No, we have lost contact with Dr. Gemba. There is no contact with him. We thought we had him online before, but there is no contact with him. Our Skype was a bit unstable, but it's coming back now. It's coming back. Please, we ask you to try and call us back. We did ask our brother Uchenna to try and call us. We don't know why he hasn't called. We will make an exception to the rule and try and call you back. We are also receiving messages from our people that who is sending us this message now. Please, Nnamdi, call our brothers and sisters still residing in the north to be aware of this new satanic law and take all action. Take all action to make sure that they protect their young daughters by sending their families back to Biafra land. Maybe they're doing this thing so they can go and take Igbo children in the north. So when Boko Haram goes to school and bomb it, there will be Igbo little girls who are disorientated. These devilish and dirty Hausa Fulani men can go and pick them up and claim them as their wives. God knows what is happening in that zoo. Only God himself can tell us what is happening in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, a place that should not have existed, a place created by a fellow human being. The person that created Nigeria, his name is Lord Lugard. He's not a Lord, he's Frederick Lugard. Because when people call Jesus Christ our Lord, and they call Lord Lugard, they think God sent him. God did not send Lord Lugard. He was a mercenary. He was a carpet beggar. He was a petty criminal. He came, he saw, he murdered, and he conquered people, and he handed us over to Queen Victoria, hook, line, and sinker. That is why we cannot stop until we return to where we were before, until we return to the ways of our ancestors, where truth was everything, where to speak the truth is to be honored, where people valued each other, valued each other's life, not the type of nonsense being visited upon us by Masop these days under the leadership of Owasurike. We also have our brother here who is saying that, Nnamdi, you have heard what one of our doctors said. So respect our doctor, Biko. What I'm saying to you is that you have to rest sufficiently, please, Biko. My middle name is Ndubisi. Ndubisi, thank you very much. I am resting. I am resting. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning. Good afternoon. Is it Radio Biafra?
This is Radio Biafra broadcasting from a place called Bristol in Virginia, United States. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. This is Leonard Okoro calling from Malaysia.
Yes, Leonard Okoro from Malaysia. Malaysians are wonderful people. Go ahead. We are listening, and so is the whole world. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank you people for what you people do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We are providing for you people when you people will come to Malaysia. Just want to hear about the Radio Biafra for over three years now. I'm not feeling well, but I'm just trying to all you people to thank you people for what you people do.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you. We are grateful for your call. Our Skype, unfortunately, is having problems. The problem is not coming from the equipment that we have. Our equipment are state of the art. They are okay. It is something to do with the wireless connection that we are using. The wireless connectivity is having difficulties. Sometimes people call us to accuse us of being too honest. But we said we are not going to lie to our people. We are going to tell them the truth. Anything that happens to Radio Biafra, we inform you. Anything that happens to us here, we are going to let you know, because this is your radio station. It is your platform. It will be a wonderful thing, please, if you can just bear with us if we try to rectify this. People are asking us to sign in. Thank you, Uchemefo, for giving us message. And also Carol Monday, that the Skype is showing offline. We are having slight connectivity problem. If you can, please call us on the phone. And once again, what's the number for them to call, please?
+1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. That is the Skype. That's the telephone number, and also the Skype will be coming very, very shortly. We are working as we are broadcasting to try to rectify the problem. It's a minor connectivity issue. We should try to rectify that as quickly as possible. That this is Radio Biafra. Please do not forget that we are on Facebook. Continue to add your friends. To those of you who have bravely added their friends, we say thank you to you. Please continue. If you finish with your friends, ask one of your friends closest to you. Ask them to please add their friends as well, because this is Radio Biafra. We don't want people giving us excuses. We don't want people giving us excuses that they have not heard about Biafra. So we are asking people to please rise up and do what is right. Rise up and do what is correct. The best thing you can do for your country is to add people to Radio Biafra Group, so that way we continue to spread our message. So that way that when our app does come out, which we've talked about a lot of times, there will be a lot of people to be able to download that, and we can proceed, because Biafra is a thing ordained by God himself. We are not going to retreat. We are not going to surrender. It is either we get Biafra, or some people say it's either we get Biafra or we die in the process of getting Biafra. We are not going to relent. Let our enemies understand what we are saying. We are not like the other people that has come and gone. No, we are very, very different. And that is why when we are broadcasting on Radio Biafra, we ask you to bring your pen and piece of paper and write it down. Everything we tell you, write it down. All we have said will come to pass. And what we are saying today is that Radio Biafra is not going to relent. Radio Biafra is not going to go back on its words. Radio Biafra is going to do everything humanly possible to make sure that Biafra is restored in truth and honesty. Without truth and honesty, there will be no Biafra. Anyị gbakwasị ụkwụ n'okwu asị, na-atụ asị, na-eme mpụ niile dị iche iche na-egbu ụmụnna anyị. Biafra agaghị abịa. N'ihi nke a, biko na ọ ga-amasị anyị, onye ọwụla n'otu n'otu, ka unu nwee ike mara mkpa ọ dị na onye ọwụla ga na-echeta ụmụnne ya, that this is Radio Biafra. We don't want anybody shedding anybody's blood. We don't want people to die. We don't want people to be shot, because we are life loving people and God fearing people as well. It doesn't mean that we are cowards. We are also brave in battle. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra from Bristol in Virginia, United States. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. My name is Tony.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay. My name is Uzo Apugo. I'm calling from Brazil.
Uzo Apugo from Brazil. Yes, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
I discovered that we have so many Biafras here in Brazil, and I listen to this Radio Biafra all the time. I try to ask people around, our fellow dear friends, if they listen to the same Radio Biafra, nobody agrees to be listening to this same Radio Biafra. I keep wondering what is happening with my brothers here, that nobody cares to know about Biafra. When I hear people from Malaysia and other parts of the world calling and reporting and making some commentaries, I get so angry with them. And I go about acting now and try to find out what we can do to join us, but nobody has ever manifested. So I keep wondering, and I don't know what to say again, and I don't know how to approach our people to make them understand what is happening. It's like nobody knows what is going on, and we have so many of us here in Brazil.
Yes, I think some of them may be afraid. You know, I think Brazil is where they have the big street party, the carnival, where women are almost naked. Is that correct? Very beautiful women. Is that correct?
It's right, but you know, yeah, that's right. Okay,
so,
right.
So why do you want them to get Biafra and leave all of that and go to Biafra, where people will not be dancing about naked on the streets?
I don't know. I've tried everything possible to make sure that everybody comes out. We only have the old emo meeting that is existing. And every time we go to that emo, I try to talk it over with some people, try to make them understand. I give them the site, I give them the how to get in touch, and nobody seems to understand, and it's like everybody, nobody cares, and you know, and myself alone, there is nothing much I can do rather than to try to spread the news and make everybody understand and follow up what is happening, you know. So I don't know, I've been listening so far to hear people call from other places, and nobody calls from Brazil, nobody calls from Latin America. I keep wondering, man, I don't know what is happening among our people, you know.
Yes, we've had a few calls in the past from Mexico. They are very strong in Mexico, I must say. Because they get upset if we don't say that. The only thing is that by this time of the day, they are always at work. He's a teacher in Mexico with his entire family and friends. They listen to Radio Biafra. We've had a call before from Brazil. I don't think that was you. We've had one call from Brazil before. But what we're saying is that what you need to do is that maybe now that you have called Radio Biafra, they will summon the courage to call also, because people in Brazil, maybe they don't understand that there is nothing to be afraid of when it comes to Biafra. Biafra is not a crime. Nigeria is a crime. The name Nigeria is a criminal creation. Biafra existed before Nigeria ever, even before Britain came into existence. Biafra was existing. Biafra is older than England. The England that came and swept away our name, Biafra is older than the United Kingdom. So I don't know why people are afraid. That is why we need our own media, so that we can tell the world that there is nothing for you to be afraid of. Your name is your name. Your name is Apugo. How can I come to you and say from today your name is Sylvanus? Don't answer Apugo again. If you answer Apugo, I will kill you. How would you feel? Biafra is our name. Why should my name? Why should I run away from it? So can I go to England and say to English people, don't answer England again? From today, your name is Akokwa. Is that possible?
No, it's not possible.
Exactly. So leave me to answer my name. My name is Biafra. I love it and I'm very proud of it. It is either we get Biafra or we die in the process. Life as it is meaningless anyway. Because I'm a slave, I'm a sojourner in a foreign land. I'm a slave in where I come from, and it cannot continue. And that is why we are here, to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Continue to preach the word to our people. Go to Radio Biafra website and volunteer. Go and put your name down so we'll contact you. We'll make sure that we give you every logistical support to make sure that our people in the southern part of America is rescued as well. You are important to us, and so are our people in Brazil. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the Skype and see if it's okay. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Yes, I can hear you.
You are a very lucky man. The first call we are taking today on Skype. Please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, my name is Emmanuel. I'm coming from Spain, Malaga.
Malaga in Spain. Go ahead, please. The world is listening.
Yes. There's something I want to understand, because I've been hearing it, but I find it very hard to understand it. You were saying that 2 is the cutoff mark for Zim Jambo or what, for the lotteries?
Yes. Do you know the entrance, the federal, you know, they have federal colleges, like Federal Government Girls College, Owerri. And I think there's one in Afibu as well. Federal, you know, all those federal government colleges. I don't know how old, for some of us, we are very old. When I was...
All those public schools.
Call it public school, yes. That the government is funding. Yes, it's public school because it's very posh. Now, for you, you know, you have to write entrance examination to get into schools. I don't know, when we studied, it was at primary 6. You write an entrance examination to go to a school. So, and in those days, if you get a very high mark, because then the cutoff aggregate used to be 32. If you make a very high mark, say between 27 to 32, you will go to either Government College, or Mohammed Methodist College, or Zakol, or any Bishop Shanahan, DMGS, CKC, any of the big blue chip schools. What they have done is that they have the same thing for federal government schools, where, because they are highly resourced. They are saying that before you can go to a federal government college, your child can go to a federal government college, or yourself, if you want to go to school again, you have to score in Anambra State, you have to score 139. That is the cutoff mark in Anambra. 139. So, to go to federal government college, or for instance, you are from Anambra, you have to score 139. If you come from Yobe, you only have to score 2. Yes. The only person that made us to know this is Goodluck Jonathan. That is why sometimes I forgive him some of his sins. He asked for this particular data to be released. So, in other words, if you score 138 in Anambra State, you will not go to school, but somebody that scored 2 in Yobe State will go to school.
The same school.
The same school.
Because why I'm asking this, because many people don't know about it. So I'm trying to as well put it on Facebook as well, so that people will know about it.
Yes. Yes, it is the truth. Go and announce it to people. It is correct. It is absolutely correct. What we are reporting is abundantly correct. If you go to Federal Ministry of Education and ask them to release the cutoff marks for schools, they will tell you. Lagos happened yesterday. We had a sister, Ifeoma, call us from Sweden yesterday. Do you know that in Lagos, where the second largest population are Igbo children, do you know what they're doing? If you're from Lagos State, regardless if you're born in Lagos State or not, if you are a Yoruba person in Lagos State, Your own cutoff mark, I think, is about what he said. It was about her nephew made about 174 or so. If you're from that state, I think the cutoff mark is either 130 something or so. I've forgotten the full detail. You have to score a lower mark if you're from Lagos State to go to Lagos schools. If you are a non-indigent, by which they mean Igbo, if you're the only reason why they have non-indigent is because of Igbo people. If you're Igbo, then you have to score a higher mark. If you score a lower mark, you will not go to school. Your classmate that was peeping across, doing as you were writing, they were copying what you were writing. They scored a lower mark, they will go to school. But you, that with the brain that wrote everything, will not go to school. Our people don't know this. That is why we want Biafra. We don't hate anybody. We don't hate Yoruba people. We don't hate Hausa people. We don't hate Fulani people. We don't despise anybody. We wish everybody well. But we want to go back to how we were before Lord Lugard came. Because the Bible tells us that it is only God in heaven that can create a nation. A nation and is an irreducible organism. It is irreducible.
Okay, another thing. I'm going to suggest to listeners of Radio Biafra that being that all the programs that we have, you always do the recording. So people, what they can do as well, they can click on that part where you can listen to the recording. They need to copy the link of that website, the link where that is where you open the place for you to listen to the recorded one. On top, you will see the website that is where you write www.whatever. You copy what is written there, then you paste it on your Facebook so that those people that who doesn't want to listen to Radio Biafra, when they click on that link on your Facebook, it will take them directly to that place where the recorded portion is, so they can now be able to play it. You understand? Because many people, when you invite them to this Radio Biafra, they don't want to. They always reject it. Some don't take it serious. So with this, when they click on that, it will take them directly to the recorded one, so they can play it and start listening to it. So from there, they will get enlightened and they will start looking for how to get on with Radio Biafra.
Yes.
So this is my suggestion to all the listeners.
Thank you very much for that. Mm-hmm. You know, Radio Biafra is like a school. You know, no child wants to go to school. You know that very well. We want to go and play and dance and joke. And when you listen to NTA, it's all dance and play and joking. If you listen to other people, that is. But here we force you to think. And people don't like thinking. Some people, even adults, they don't want to think. They will say they don't want to go to school anymore because Radio Biafra is like a school. But once you come here, you find out that you're better off than those who are not here. That is why we are the most listened to indigenous broadcaster coming out of sub-Saharan Africa. Millions of people listen to Radio Biafra. We don't make noise about it, but we know that our message is being passed on and people are understanding the need to have Biafra, because Biafra is the kingdom of heaven on this earth. Without Biafra, we are nothing. If you live and die without Biafra, you have lived in vain. Thank you very much for calling and may God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra. Please, we know that a lot of people have been calling on the line, including Dr. Egemba himself. Please, do try and call back. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line again on Skype. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Daniel Chukwu. I'm calling from Italy.
Daniel Chukwu from Italy. This is Radio Biafra from a place called Bristol in Virginia. Go ahead, please. Turn your system off. Turn it off, please, and talk to us via Skype. Go ahead.
Okay, my question is, which date will the next court will take place?
We don't have a date yet. We don't have a court date yet. We have filed our case. We are waiting for a court date. As soon as they give it to us, we'll announce it to the world. But we have filed our case. That is the absolute fact. You know, at Radio Biafra, we do not lie. And I can get to us, we don't lie here at Radio Biafra. So we have filed our court case, waiting for a court date. As soon as it's announced, we'll give it to the world. But if they waste our time, if within the next 2 months there is no court case, we'll appeal. As simple as that. And then fast track it to come to... We want to come to Europe to judge this case. Not at home. We are trying to follow mere legal protocol at home by filing it at home. But we know where we want to go. We want to come to The Hague.
Another question is this: please don't forget to be asking for this contribution of our transmitter, because I already contributed my own, and I will promise to on next month I will still go on with my own again, so we can be able to buy the transmitter.
This is your radio station as well. You own it as well as any other person. Why don't you use your mouth now that you're on the air to appeal to people for the transmitter? Go ahead and do that yourself.
Yeah, I've been trying to tell the other people I know.
You've been telling them?
Yeah, I've been telling them recently. I've been telling people. So it's not only Namdi we'll be broadcasting, telling people contribute. I will continue every month. I will contribute my own.
Thank you very much.
I've been telling people, please try contribute so we can be able to buy this transmitter and go on.
Thank you very much.
Every day, news. We forget about the transmitter.
We can't forget, because our transmitter is the key. It's our nuclear bomb. Once we drop it in the Zoological Republic, everything will flee. It's like Holy Spirit. You know what happens to somebody when you receive Holy Spirit? Every evil spirit in that person will run away. They will flee. Even Jesus himself, when he was born, he asked the evil spirit to run into the swine. Is that correct? And they went and drowned. When our transmitter is there, every manner of evil will flee our land. Luckily enough for us, we have River Niger close by. They will run into the river and drown and die, all of them. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the line again. Give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, very. Please raise your voice. This is Radio Biafra. Please raise your voice and speak to us. We are listening.
My name is Van. I'm calling from UK.
Yes, Van, go ahead.
Yes, Director, I just want to say about that very satanic law that they passed, and put their senator Yerima from their north spearheaded. You know, the implication of that law is serious. Only person that's got a Biafran blood in them, who has not been moved by that this law they passed, I don't know what else will move them. It has a wide-ranging implication. You know, we have a value where we take care of our children. I can't see it.
You need to raise your voice a bit, because it's sounding like
child, more than that, and you know. And these people, because of one side's religious beliefs, they decided to overturn the law of a supposedly secular nation. A supposedly secular nation, because of where was Khan, the Christian Association, or whatever they called it, say? Where were they? Where was the Okoro Church? Because these guys in Okoro Church, why can't they go and take their daughters and do to their friends, you know, that they are not using? This is serious. It's obvious that we and these guys can't stay in the same country. You know, because a lot of this is serious. And any Biafran who this has not touched or has not started thinking, you know, this, I'm so upset. How can somebody think of encouraging, you know what it means? The whole pedophiles in the world will be heading down to that place. Because they've been given encouragement to come in. So, Director, please, continue to remind that people about this very satanic law they passed. It's serious. That's just what I wanted to add, you know. Thanks so much for the work that you and today are doing. Keep the flag flying. God bless you. Thank you.
And you too. Thank you very much. That was our dear brother, Val, calling from England. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype.
Hello, good evening. My name is Hilda Eze.
Hilda Eze, where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Bremen, Germany.
From Bremen in Germany. This is Radio Biafra from Bristol in Virginia, United States. Go ahead. The whole world is hearing your voice. Please go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, my brother. I'm so happy to be online. We've been trying for quite a while now. Okay. Like I said in my message, I said I'm so happy. I pray that God will give you more strength and enablement to continue this, because it's hard to have your type in this dispensation. But I really want to know who is the coordinator here in Germany.
In Germany is Fred Onyali. Which part of Germany are you in?
Bremen.
You're in Bremen. There is Fred Onyali. Yes, Fred Onyali will link you with the people also there, so you can get in touch with them. Fred Onyali, since you're on Skype, type in Fred, which is Fred.Onyali. Fred.Onyali. You'll be able to speak to him so that Germany can keep growing before Radio Biafra comes there to broadcast from Germany. So all of you should get together and continue to build a stable, viable. We know that the Germans are very efficient. And we are hopeful that some of those efficiency, if you align it with our very special talent as Igbo people, you people should be able to grow and into a very formidable group. Okay? So, @Fred.Onyali. Okay?
All right, then. Thank you so very much. Kudos, Mopa.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you very much. Yes, we have people calling us from everywhere, all over the whole world. People want to get through to Radio Biafra. Please, we're asking you to be a little bit patient. If you call and your call, we didn't take your call, please try to persevere, try to bear with us, because there are other people on the line. This is your radio station. We shall endeavor, we shall try as much as possible to take as many calls as possible. Please do not despair, do not be upset about it. We are reporting today that Nigeria passed a law making it legal, making it lawful for people to go and take children as young as 8 to sleep with. That is what Nigeria has done, the pedophile law that Nigeria passed. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. You are
this is Tony from Malaysia.
Tony from Malaysia, turn your system down.
My system is down already.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much for this information. My friend told me about the station. Then I have to log in. Then I find it out. I'm so happy about this.
That's okay. You're welcome. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, and continue listening and telling other friends as well. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Ike Bike, calling from Toronto and from Canada.
Yes, good man, the great man himself. Please go ahead, the world is listening. This is Radio Biafra.
As usual, Director, another sad day, another terrible day coming from the so-called Geological Republic of Nigeria via their new satanic pedophilic law. Asking these fellow pals to go ahead and marry little kids. I mean, it's like, I can't imagine this thing. It's like every day you dread, it's like you dread the next day because you don't know what will come up. This same man, Yarima, whatever his name is, married, like somebody rightly said, married a 9-year-old from Egypt a couple of years back, about 3 or 4 years ago. Now they've imposed this law. All I can say is this, it's just a question. Is it possible for the five states in the East to kind of pass their own law, banning this type of thing from happening within their own jurisdiction? Is it possible for them to enact a law against this thing?
No, they can't do that because the Nigerian Senate is sovereign. That the federal laws takes precedent in weight over and above the state legislature, although I stand to be corrected. I am not a very keen student of the legislative machinations in the country.
Okay.
For the simple reason that they're not civilized people. Yes, go ahead.
Well, why I'm saying this is this. You have Lagos State, when they did the census, I remember when they did the national census a couple of years ago, Lagos State went ahead and carried out their own census. So I believe if they can push through with this thing, they can get their own kind of law, kind of like bylaw, banning any kind of underage marriage. So this is pedophilia. It's not even underage.
It's pedophilia. Child abuse.
I believe if the five, unfortunately, we have people who are students to the north. If not, they can, even if the Nigerian law supersedes local law or state law, they can bring the attention of the international community to this type of nonsense.
Yeah.
Another thing is this, I can't even imagine how some of these so-called evil people can live amongst these idiots, these animals in the north. I can't imagine how do they fathom the idea of living within these people in the north, exposing their children to danger, to dangerous pedophiles, ravaging all over the north. So this is mind blowing.
I tell you what, DK, there is something you're forgetting. You know how they love virgins and little girls up there in the north, how they value them. What they are doing is that they have run out of little girls up to the age of 13 that are still virgins. That's why they're coming down more and more and more. That's what they're doing. They have so corrupted the country that in that very place they are looking to spoil everybody. It has gone down. Everybody. All the girls have gone down. There is even a cartoon already on Radio Biafra. There is a cartoon on the Facebook. I suggest that people go to Radio Biafra Facebook and see this cartoon. And please, UCMFO should pin this up on Radio Biafra or Caro Monde or any other person listening or George Agogwa, any of the admin or former. Pin this particular cartoon there. There is an Alahaji from the north pulling or proposing to marry a little girl not in a pram. You know the walker they have, the kids have, when they're learning how to walk.
Yes.
That is what they have done. This is a license to abuse children. If the world keeps quiet, if UNICEF keeps quiet, if all the so-called major civilized nations keep quiet over this thing, then we know there is something wrong with humanity. We know that the world is indeed going crazy.
This is why you started. Where is Khan? Like the last caller called, one of the callers. Where is Khan? People like Shoninka running around making noise in bigger cities. Where are these people? When this type of satanic law, is pedophilic law is being passed. Where are these people? Any evil person that wants to keep remaining in Nigeria, after listening to this type of stupid law that is being passed, I pity such person, honestly. This is the one reason why we have to just keep our resolve and get this Biafra and leave these people with their pedophilic way of living.
Yes.
I hope everybody comes on board.
And what we need to do is remind people that if they ask you, if anybody comes to you, any Igbo person comes to you and preaches one Nigeria to you, tell them to go and marry, tell them to go and give their 8-year-old daughter to a Hausa man, then you join them and believe in Nigeria. If you want me to believe in Nigeria, go and give away your child to a Hausa Fulani man looking for a child. These people are sick. I don't know, it's disgusting. I don't know the type of planet they come from. Thank you very much, Edward. Thank you very much.
Yeah, hold on. Please, one last thing. Please, like callers have been saying, make this revolution, this law that we passed. Please, if it's possible for the next strike this year, from now to January, or from now to when we get our transmitter, keep repeating this news until it gets talks to into our people's head. Keep repeating this news every day, before every broadcast. If it is possible, please. It's just an appeal I'm making.
We'll do that. We shall do that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. That is the great man himself. We have a reason why we call him the great man. Let's go to the line. Do we have somebody on Skype? Please give us your name and where you are.
Yes, this is Radio Biafra. This is Dr. Gamba calling from the UK.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, now it is about this law. As you can see from the callers, everyone is very, very saddened, very, very annoyed because of this law. Now, you've stated there, obviously, without being certain, and I'm not 100% certain as well, as regards to federal law and state laws, regardless of whichever one that comes first. Now, it is important that all the state house of assemblies should make a stand on this. And by the way, it is important, I know that many people, many politicians in Nigeria, they listen to our program without giving us credit. Now, I am calling, using the opportunity Radio Biafra accorded the whole wide world, to announce that the government, the federal government, through whichever means, they should publish the result of this vote. It is important that the world, the whole people in Nigeria, whatever adjective we use, we want to use for it. It is important that everybody knows who among all the senators voted for this law. It is important that it is published so that everybody will know who is who. That's number one. It is also important that all the print and electronic media should take a stand on this law. All the women organizations, civil society organizations, churches, Christian Association of Nigeria, the Council of Bishops, all individuals that watch their salt. If you know that you are a VIP, you are an author, you are in there. When people call you without your title, you became annoyed. It is now that you have to come out and show the color of what you are made of. You have to take a stand on this law. All state assemblies, more especially in the southeast, southwest, south-south, or whatever region it is, they should individually pass a law, either to support or to counter this law, so that we know who's who. All the governors, all the deputy governors, all commissioners, all politicians, chairmen, chairwomen of all parties at federal and state level should come out individually and speak against this law or on its favor, so that people will know who is who. It is unthinkable. You have said that the wide world should not keep quiet. I agree they will not keep quiet. But the noise the world will make will depend on the feeling they are getting from all the civil societies, all the politicians, all the government, all other organizations in Nigeria. It is based on the type of campaign, the media, all these organizations will carry up, that will carry, that then the other international media will have a feel of it, they take it and will progress it. If this is happening in the United here, it will be a subject of a TV chat show, it will be a topic of radio chat show. So I am using this opportunity, all those who host the television chat shows and the radio chat shows, they should make this a point and call their people to vote in. How can you give a 7 years, 8 years old, 9 years old, a girl that don't even know what is sexuality means? Now, they are now trying to implement what they have said, that they want to make the whole of Nigeria an Islamic country. Now, if we accept this, now it is they will come up with something else before you know it. The whole country, of course, apart from the Biafran people who will, at whatever cost, resist this law. Now, somebody have already said it. It is already happening in the north. As you said, they have run out of teenagers. They are now coming to the and they are now trying to redefine what this in order to afford them the opportunity to get more younger innocent people to defy. This is a pure child abuse. There's no other way.
We'll come back to you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, no, my name is Seru Kashuku Ezemba.
Yes.
I'm calling from Germany. I'm from Amoka, I'm from
Go ahead.
Please, there's a girl, there's a person that called from Bremen. You know, yes. I sent you a message before. You give me a contact with Frederick Onyani.
I gave you Fred's details on Skype. Did you contact him?
Yeah, I didn't get him on Skype. I couldn't get him. And it's very important because I told you I'm already organizing Bremen already.
Okay.
So I have to contact him to know how we are working. And that girl that called. I think it's better I call my number as well.
Yeah, call your number. It's a lady. It's not a girl.
I call my number as well, so she can take it and you see, call Fred again, so that he can put his number on the air, so that I can contact him on his phone if I can get him on Skype.
Yes, okay. You can please call your number for Bremen. It's a lady, please. You know what Fela said about calling our people girl or woman. It's a lady. Is a lady in bread.
Okay, sorry.
Call out your number again, please, because she is listening, so she can take it down and make contact with you, please. Go ahead.
Okay. 0152.
Yes.
169.
Yes.
649.
Yes.
82.
Okay. Repeat, please.
I repeat it again. 0152.
Yes.
169.
Yes.
649.
Yes.
82.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. We're asking our sister to please contact our dear brother, Ezemba. Is that correct?
Yes, Ezemba, yeah.
Ezemba, please. Thank you very much.
Fred to put his number so that I can pick it, please.
That is, and also, Fred, Fred is listening, or else he must have traveled. I'm not too sure because
I can pick his number to call him so that I can know how Greenman is also going.
No problem. And if also Fred is listening, Fred, take down Onyedikachi's Ezemba's number and call him, please. The number is there for all to see. Yeah, it's 015216964982. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
I'm sorry for looks as if I'm dominating. I don't mean to, but I will be very fast. Director, I just want to let you know about this very law they passed. Before they passed this law, They'll be marrying women who are above 18 and legally be marrying those that are not up to 18. And the result of it was the whole North has got this problem, health problem that we don't have in the South, and it has to do with women who have been kicked out of their matrimonial homes by their largest that marry them because they did not want mental health condition they call BB something, it's like vaginal, vascular something, which part of the symptom is that they have a lot of pain and they can't walk, they keep crying, and they keep, there is an odor, it means that it's just a very bad odor. Because of this allergies, keep all of them out. They were left stranded on the streets, they became destitute. This was when they were allowed to marry those above 18, and this was happening. You can only find the disease mainly in the north. Now, with all the money they stole from the zoological department, they couldn't even build a hospital to take care of these ladies that they caused their problem for. It took a Dutch voluntary organization to come and set up hospital, the only hospital somewhere in either Katsina or somewhere else. And some doctors that are experts in that very know how what needs to be done with that very condition. Now you can imagine this happened to, they said the reason why these women developed this condition here because they were not right, their bodies were not yet mature for the sexual encounters or whatever that they have come through. And these were maybe when it was allowed for them to marry 18 years old. Can you imagine what will happen now? These people are just destroying even their own people that are female, they are even destroying many of them their lives. Can you imagine what will happen now that they passed this very satanic law? So please, Director, it's important that you keep hammering this so that people get this of what this is all about. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We shall do so. Doctor, are you still there? Doctor Ekemba, are you still there? He's not there. Dr. Gemba is not there. We thought he was, but unfortunately, he's not. And this is Radio Biafra, if you're just joining us. The time has just gone. This is 3:30 here in a place called Bristol in Virginia, which is on the eastern side of the United States of America. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, we are here to bring about the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. If not truth and honesty, we will not be here. We don't want a Biafra of lies and liars. We don't want a Biafra of murderers. We don't want a Biafra where if you disagree with me, if you insult me, I'll go and send Uchemefo and the Egemba and Amarachi to go and kill you. No, we want a Biafra where common sense is the order of the day, where you and I can disagree on a range of subjects. It's either you convince me or I try to convince you. If you can't convince me, if I can't convince you, we agree to disagree. To have somebody send another person to go and kill another person because we disagree on something is heinous. That is not the type of Biafra we want, and God won't even allow the type of Biafra to come anywhere. People using the name of Biafra to go and steal, people using the name of Biafra to go and pillage and cheat will not be tolerated. If you catch somebody like me doing the same thing, please kill me. Do not castigate me, kill me. Present my evidence before me and then you kill me. That's what I'm asking for. We are not asking our people to deviate from the path of righteousness. We're not asking you to do anything other than to support the coming of Biafra in truth and honesty. And a lot of people have been asking, and then we shall give them the creed of the sacred order that some people will come back to. Let's take this call first of all. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Good evening, my brother. This is Ifeanyi from Denmark.
Ifeanyi from Denmark. Ahana Bogene, who gave birth to you? Aha, Papa Bogene.
Adi, Ifeanyi, Adi, Bazo.
Better. Go ahead, please. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I'll be sending you some message in Skype anyway. But I just want to touch on this issue of this new law, you know. I think the problem is because our people have been in the dark. Because if we notice that we have been in Islamic country since 1986, I don't think it will be any surprise to anybody. So when
say that again. Since when have we been an Islamic republic?
We've been officially since 1986.
Exactly.
When Abdullah and Babangida registered. So all these things are just this thing has been there, but people are just not aware of it. They're not even. Are not taking notice of what is going on. So this law has been on. They have been doing this for long. So the point is that it's good that we have Radio Biafra now, that maybe people will start waking up to the reality of what is going on, and then hopefully might change their mind. But we thank God that somebody like you is taking the task of hammering it out. It's not easy, but we know that we are with you anyway. So, and I just want to point out something else also that is very important. The issue of this council of elders, you know, I'm not sure whether it's too early to mention that, to say it now, but I think at a point we need to get to ask all the traditional rulers we have in Biafra land and all around, all those ones that we want to have as Biafra. We need to know where they stand, because if we can get our leaders, people that are speaking for the people, if we don't know where they stand, whether they are with Nigeria or with Biafra, then it will be very difficult for us. So at a point, I think we need to get them to declare openly where they stand. Like the chairman of the
Council of Elders. Do you want them to come out to declare where they stand? You mean? Yeah?
No. I mean I'm talking about the traditional rulers of every community we have in Biafra land.
Okay.
We need to get to know where they stand. Because when they move, if we know where they are, the people, of course, will follow. So, but if we have them as people that go to Abuja in the middle of the night, and then they come back and tell the people that they should forget about freedom and all those things, then we are not heading anywhere, you know. So I think at a point, we need to get they all know where they stand, whether they are for the slavery or whether they are for freedom. So that's my point. And then I want to tell you I send you the message also, but if you have people, you can also keep telling people about people in Denmark and around the maybe Malmo also. Those that want to be part of this, I've been trying to coordinate it also. So those that are interested can contact me.
Yes. Okay? Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your call. Do you want to give out your number on air or later on in secret? How do you want to do it? You want people to contact you?
I've sent it through Skype. I don't know if you've got it. I've been trying to play. So but anyway,
Biko, we're not going to put camera. Give people your number with your own mouth, please.
No problem. I can give it. It's no problem. It's +45 3116 8222.
It's too fast. Slowly, please. Slowly, please, if you may.
Sorry. 0045.
Yes.
3 1 6 8 2 2 2.
Thank you very much for calling and continue listening and continue spreading the message about the coming of Biafra in truth and honesty. Let's go to Skype. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ben Chukwadu. I'm calling from Sweden.
You are calling from Sweden. Please go ahead.
Well, I just want to comment later about the new law, they said they passed in the zoo.
Yes,
the reason why they passed the law is that I think they don't have any young girl in the north. So they passed this law now so that they can get around the country. You know? So our people will have to wake up from this number. They have to know that now we have a real problem at home. Because since they don't have anybody to get in the age of 13 years, so they decided to go down to the west and east. So it's open eye for those people that doubt that they want to be as one Nigeria. You know, and I don't see reason why people will look and see death and put their head. They know that living together with Hausa and Fulani people is death. And there's no respect. Even today, one of my friends told me that Nigeria is starting marrying little children. I said, what do you mean? He said, I don't know what they said. You can marry 13 years old. I was so annoyed with the person that I thought that he's lying. I don't know that it's true. So I don't know what to say. I decided to say, no, you know, I'm not that part. It's from the north. That's what I said, and I go away. Because since I come back home, I could not even... I don't know what to say. I just sit there and be dumb. I can't move myself because I was so angry on this kind of thing. How on this earth, in this new generation, a group of men will come out and pass a law that they want to marry a children, 13 years old child. What do they know? They cannot even know how to take bath by themselves. You're proposing to go and marry them. In this new age, British want to search Nigeria because of Sudan president come to Nigeria and go without everything. Now, they have a work to do. If they really love people of Nigeria as they claim to be, let them talk to the government and let us see what they're going to do upon it. UN, anywhere they are, let them talk to the government and let us see how they're going to protect the children. Because this Fulani, they don't have sense. They don't use their sense. They use their head, but they don't use their sense. They have head, but they don't have sense. They will go after all these little children in the eastern part of Nigeria, in the western part of Nigeria, because they have law that back them now. You can't do them anything. So I'm very, very annoyed with our people who continue saying they will believe in one Nigeria. If I say anybody now, I have a problem with one of my friends here because I told him about Biafra. He said he believes in one Nigeria. Then I only say, okay, if you believe in one Nigeria, I can make one prayer here between me and you.
Don't make prayer. Is he a pedophile?
No, not today. It's before this news come out. Okay. I'm not meeting. I say, okay, I will make one prayer now between me and you. I believe in Biafra. And if Biafra come out today, you can never see me with Nigerian passport in my life. And you to make a prayer that if Biafra come out today, if you change Nigerian passport to Biafra passport, you will die. He get angry with me. He tried to fight me. I said, you don't believe in the Biafra. Why must you change Nigerian passport to Biafra? And you have not even gotten the Biafra. But I have hope that I will use Biafra passport before I die. But you didn't believe that Biafra will come out at all. So most of these people that deny they don't like Biafra, they are afraid of come out. If Biafra come out today, they will be the first people to go and sit in their village and waiting for the passport to come out.
And we'll give them back seat. We'll give them back seat when they come.
He won't know. He won't know them. So what we have to do, anybody that contributed in this transmitter or contribute in this struggle, the name must be in record.
Yes.
So that when we get Biafra, those people that are living abroad, they come home and say they want to take the Biafra. They will ask them, when do you travel?
Yes. Can you hear me? We have lost the signal. We have lost it. Thank you very much, our dear brother. I was enjoying that, actually. That is how you know. I think what he was trying to say is that is how you know people who are interested, that we should keep a meticulous record of everybody who contributed to the transmitter, because our transmitter is our own version of the truth, the nuclear bomb, the Excalibur, the sword of truth, that once we dip it into the soil, into the bosom of Igbo land, every evil person will scatter and run away. As I said previously, River Niger is... Well, you know that when Jesus was casting out demons, he will cast it out. You know, demon needs a home. Is that correct?
Yes. Mojo.
You want to go to live somewhere. But since it is already living in these people, once we cast them out, we ask them to rush into the river and drown. The same way that the swines did in the Bible. Because this is Radio Biafra. We are whiter than white. We are whiter than even snow. If you know anything wrong, we say it proudly, we say it arrogantly. If you know anything bad, come out and say it on the air. Don't send me inbox messages. Come on the air and say it so we can debate it to the hearing of the whole world. Because we have nothing to hide. Absolutely nothing. We have served Biafra faithfully for nearly 16 years. For nearly 16 years have we served our country loyally. And we cannot afford to betray her now. Now is our time. Now is the time for reckoning. And Biafra is coming. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Your name and where you are, please. Yes?
Hello, okay, my name is Tony from Malaysia.
And what is your surname?
Hello? Okay, my surname is Wangpo.
Yes, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Make it very brief, please, go ahead.
What I want to ask is that, do we have any organization here in Malaysia?
Malaysia is the strongest branch of the Consultative Council of Radio Biafra. Malaysia is number one in the struggle for Biafra. They are at the cutting edge of what we are doing. Without Malaysia, a lot of things will go. Malaysia is very strong, okay?
Okay. Now, how do I contact? How do I know?
I want you to add this particular person. I'm hearing my own voice. Okay,
yes.
So turn your system off and then we can talk. Yeah, this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, that you can always get us. Can you please repeat our telephone number for those joining us?
+1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much for that. We have those of you on Skype who've been trying to get hold of us. Please, we ask you to persevere and please call back if that is possible. If at all possible, please try and call back. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you today from a place called Bristol. We also have the second installment in the next 3 hours and 17 minutes to be precise. Radio Biafra will be on air again to bring you the American special edition, the special edition of Radio Biafra coming to you from the United States, where we encourage those that went to work in the U.S. to try and call in. Some of them has been at work since last week. But those that made it home today, please try and call Radio Biafra. If you're listening now and in the U.S., if you have relatives in the United States of America, please tell them to tune into Radio Biafra. Ask them to call Radio Biafra in the next 3 hours and 16 minutes. This is Radio Biafra, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
This is Chukwuma Kazumike calling from Germany.
You are welcome to the program. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Thank you, Nambi, our great servant. Great servant, you don't want to be called any big name.
No.
Thank you so much for your very important job. The news today is really very shocking. I've been listening to the whole thing and I don't know where to start from. I think our situation can be more precarious, you know, than what is going on right now. We must resist this. I say this is now an official license for those House of Fulani rapists raping our women to now move on to rape our children. This is a license for them to carry on. The question now arises, where do we stand? This is what the House of Fulani want to use their Senate majority in for. And last time you made mention of the service chiefs and what they did, that was after the declaration from the demand from the Sultan of Sokoto, or whatever the Sultan of Sokoto was that.
Yes.
Demanding that the Islamic law should rank first in Nigeria.
That's what he said.
No other person's interest should rank first, but only Islamic law.
Yes, that's what he said.
This is very obvious. What is going on is obvious. Only a very stupid person will not understand what is going on. We all know we've been, belonging to OIC, Organization of Islamic Country, for a long time. Many of our people have turned their deaf ears and blind eyes to that. And now everything is coming, boiling down. I understand what they're trying to do now is just Talibanizing, Talibanizing or whatever it is, trying to Talibanizing our, let me say, I don't want to claim that country anymore, but our people still live there. this is talibanization of that hell republic called Nigeria,
yes.
And now it's actively in progress. And this scares me. It scares me to hell. I think it's time for our council of elders to openly step in with declaration that this, you know, pedophile and friendly law is not acceptable to.
Yes, unfortunately, we have lost him. We have lost him. Please, we ask you to try and call back. We have lost our dear brother. Please, we're asking you to try and call back. The line was unstable for some reason, but please do try and call us back. We do apologize for that. It went off abruptly. It wasn't intended. We recommend, we suggest, we ask you to call back. I hope that is him calling back. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. Was that our brother before?
Yeah, my name is Dr. Fobio. I'm calling from Sweden, aka Agunobi.
Agunobi, please go ahead.
Yeah, and the director, I want to thank and people as well for wonderful work here for the people of Biafra.
Thank you.
I'm asking this question that I've been wondering me because of ongoing transmitter that we are purchasing now, making a contribution to buy. You know, so do we have any light to mount the satellites in Nigeria without some group without Nigerian people trying to destroy it? Because you will be a sad story after contributing and getting this transmitter at the end. The man in Nigeria, they will use their hanky panky again to destroy it. That is the question.
Yes, I will answer you. The people that will destroy our transmitter is not the Nigerian government. We know how they are going to do it because they have said so. They have been threatening that they will destroy our transmitter. The people threatening is Wazurike and his supporters. Not Nigerian government can destroy it because they know if they destroy it, we will sue them. They know that very well. They cannot destroy anything belonging to Radio Biafra through Bilie Human Rights Initiative. They can't touch it. Our Council of Elders are there. The people that will destroy it are people, some, not all, I must say, from Mazob. That Wazurike was sent to go and destroy, but we are not foolish. But we are making it, we're putting it on record today. We are letting the world know. If they come to attack our transmitter, they will die. So that families will know, they will not say we didn't tell them, or nobody told us. If they send people to go and take down our transmitter, they will die in the process. They'll be killed.
Yeah.
We are warning them now. Nobody can touch our transmitter. We are making it very, very clear. If Nigeria touch, if they touch our own, we touch their own. If Nigeria destroys our own transmitter, we destroy their own. It's as simple as that. We are not. It's our land. No, we didn't beg. God did not beg anybody. We did not conquer it from anybody. God put us there from time immemorial. If I put something in my land, you destroy it. I can destroy your own. It's very simple. I don't believe in violence. If Radio Biafra transmitter is in Igbo land, the place of my ancestors, and you go there and destroy it, I will look for Radio Nigeria Mass and I will destroy it as well. As simple as that. I'm not begging anybody, please be afraid. We will put it in Igbo land. If Wazirike comes there, we will kill him. If Nigerian government destroys our transmitter, we will go and look for their own and we will destroy it as well. It's very easy. Are we hearing that kind of barama, brother? Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
Yeah, man, another thing I'm asking is that, you know, we from Sweden, we are requested for 10 man from Mumbai in every country, and we are not up for 10 man now because last contribution we made, we are only 5 people, and I'm only asking brethren from Sweden if they can, we still have 5 chance, even more, for them to anybody who have interest to donate about come out for this 10-man issue should contact our sister and Ngozi and the husband for us to make a complete 10-man even more. That is my suggestion, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Do anything you can in Sweden yourself and Ngozi and her husband and our sister Ifoma and all of you get together in Sweden and make sure that place is as strong as possible. You all should go and look for your people and preach to them. Tell them what will happen to their daughters if they go home. Tell them you are running away from kidnappers, you're running away from Hausa Fulani men who are pedophiles. It happened while you had to run and got married them by force in the north. It's satanic. Devilish. That's the country that some idiots open their mouth and ask us to belong to. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for calling. We are broadcasting today from a place called Bristol in Virginia. The time now is 9:09 p.m. in Biafra land, the beloved Biafra land, and also 9 p.m. in London. It is 9 minutes here to 4 p.m.
8 minutes now.
It's 8 minutes to 4 p.m. here in Bristol in Virginia. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I have him in the studio today, our dear sister Chidara Akabuo. Radio Biafra does not take any commercials. We rely on people, we rely on our people being able to sustain Radio Biafra. We cannot soil the name of this radio station by taking commercials. This is Radio Biafra. Give us a name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are, please. Hello, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. Your name and where you are, please, on the phone, please.
Nnamdi, I was speaking shortly before the line cut. I don't know what happened.
It fell. I do apologize. It's our fault. It's our fault, please. We do apologize. Go ahead and speak. We are listening.
Sorry. I was just trying to be brief, though. I wanted to proceed to ask if there's any possibility for our Council of Elders to somehow to step in and speak boldly on our behalf this time around. I heard some people saying our governors this and our governors are not our governors. These are governors of the Nigerian Republic. These are the governors of the House of Fulani. They can't speak on our behalf. So if my question is, can Council of Elders somehow kind of say no to this very declaration from Nigerian Senate? And probably other people like Bilal Human Rights, I said, probably also step into this. They are a legal entity, they are legal, operatives. If they can also kind of raise up a kind of voice against this, and definitely I think it's going to be very important to also allow some international organizations into this very matter. This is a very serious matter. We can't take it lightly. I heard somebody telling me to speak only about transmitter alone and some other matters. We shouldn't be talking about Nigeria matters and news about Nigeria. That was wrong. That was wrong from that guy. I think that was the doctor. He was being nice, but I think that was wrong though. Your job is very important. Your news every day is very important. It affects us. It affects our people, both home and diaspora. And I think today's news is even the worst of it all. Something has to be done. This is just saying, pick up any kid along the street, rape the kid, kill the kid, and at the end of the day, just like standing around law in Florida in the United States. Now the law says, okay, now you can, deal with a kid, and then at the end of the day, you're free. So if they can rape a child, man, the parents say, okay, hey, why did you rape my child? They say, oh, the law allows it. After all, she accepted it, They'll come up with any kind of stupid, a backup. The child accepted it. How can a child accept something? So this law is very dangerous. It's a very dangerous law. I was thinking the Muslims had their own Sharia, guiding them, raping themselves and sleeping with themselves. Even a child is born today, who knows, maybe they've been sleeping with little babies, who knows? But, okay, that's their business. I would like it, let them do whatever they want to do with their law. But let no Senate call itself Senate of Nigeria, where a Biafran land is part of, at the moment, be affected by this law. That is very appalling. Something has to be done.
Yes, I will tell you, there was something you were saying now, which I'm waiting for the 9 o'clock watershed for some kids to go to sleep. But this is Radio Biafra. We said we cannot run away from the truth, regardless of how bitter it is. I am giving every listener of Radio Biafra, including yourself, an assignment this evening. I want you to ask your people living in the north how children in the north lose their virginity as young as 7 and 8 years old. Ask them what they do to the kids you see hawking, selling granite, selling kuli kuli and all the rest of it in the north, what they do to them. because we know what they do to them. They start with their smallest finger on their hand and walk their way up until they get to the middle finger in the center. Go and ask anybody. I want you to go and ask anybody. Pedophilia in Hausa Fulani society is a way of life. It's not a crime. Pedophilia is not a crime. Abusing small children for sex, sexual molestation of children is not a crime in Hausa Fulani society. And that is what.
So what they're doing now is to extend it to our own area.
They have. That's what they're doing. Yes. That's what
God
they're
forbid.
Doing. That is what they're doing. And God
forbid. Our transmitter must come up very quickly. Anybody listening to what is happening, if you're a human being created by God Almighty, do something. Everybody has been saying, I mean, people have been saying, or some important people contributing to this news and to the radio programs, you have been saying, contribute no matter how much you have. You should not wait. If they say transmitter is 100 million, nobody says it should be 100 million. If you are any part of this world today, and you hear what is going on, you have your child, even if you don't have a child, you have a sympathy, you have a heart created by God Almighty. You can't say no to this transmitter. It's good that transmitter does a lot more job than 100 million would do. So why not say, okay, this time I have $10, I give $10. If it is $20, I give $20. Nobody says 100 million for one person. I want everybody listening and calling to finally resort to contributing financially. That is the solution. We talk a whole lot, that's true, and that is good. We discuss a whole lot, that's good. We get education, that is fine. But, you know, everybody should be honest to himself. How will the transmitter come? By rainfall? By snow falling? By manna falling from heaven? No. You and I, we have to do something financially, no matter how small it is. That is my call appeal tonight. To any person calling from any part of this world, be it anywhere in the world, Asia, Australia, Europe, America, contribute the little of your widow's might. And let's push this in our head. So that finally our people begin to get the whole information, get more information back home, and then be able to guide themselves. Thank you, and God bless you. Really, Biafra, God bless Biafra land.
Thank you very much. God bless Biafra. That is our prayer all the time. And we shall recite the creed. This is the creed of the Sacred Order of the Brotherhood of the Rising Sun. We shall recite this creed before we close the program, because a lot of people are asking for us to recite it. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Ourselves, we are in a place called Bristol in Virginia, United States.
Yeah, this is Onyebuchi Ohinride. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, concerning the underage marriage in Nigeria right now, which they just approved the law, I want our listeners and everyone in Biafra land to understand that this is an Islamic law. You must understand that the Prophet Muhammad, which the Islam they follow, which is their model, he got married to a girl called Aisha at the age of 6 years old.
Oh, Lord.
And consummated the marriage at the age of 9. That means had sex with her at the age of 9. So what these guys are doing right now, they're only following what their prophet did, which is getting married to an underage girl, and which is also allowed. Like in Malaysia, they just approved the law. Although Malaysia, they went down to 12. You can marry a girl at the age of 12, not below 12. But these guys, I'm so surprised that them, they went to the point that they didn't even put any age. That means you can even pick a girl of 3 years or a girl of 4 or 5 years.
No, you can, go to maternity ward and pick one that has just been born from maternity ward and take home.
Exactly. They didn't even put any specific age. This is all going on in every Islamic country, including Iran, Iraq, and every other place. Even in Saudi Arabia, it happens. So what these guys are trying to do is trying to Islamize the country, just as whatever their sultan or whatever called himself in Sokoto just gave the order. So all I'm trying to plead with all Biafrans, all of them, more especially the ones in Malaysia who are added on Facebook, and I went back to check and I see they've removed themselves. Please, let's come back. Yes, I always go back to check. Whoever asked, the person is there. I always do that.
I like that. I like that.
This morning, about 10 people have left, which I'm going to visit them tomorrow, and I will give them a serious warning, and I will shout on them, because I'm really, really mad right now. It's not that they're not picking my call. I wanted to start shouting on them from phone. But please, we should come together and let's get out of this place. These guys are trying to Islamize us, And the more we keep staying in Nigeria, that's the more they will try to make sure that this law is being put forth to our throat and we're going to abide to it. So that's my contribution. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you. That this is Radio Biafra. We had our brother or sister call us from Ghana. Please, we are sorry. We couldn't take your call. If you're still awake in the next 3 hours, to be very precise, then we should be able to take your call. That this is Radio Biafra. Skype has been intermittent. We'll try and work at it. We'll try and resolve whatever issues we're having with it before the next scheduled program comes to you this evening, 7 p.m. here in Bristol, Virginia. That will be 12 midnight in the glorious Biafra land, and also 12 midnight in London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. And before we round up today, please, Chida, can you say goodbye to our people, please?
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. I'm thanking you for listening to the broadcast today, and I would ask you to rejoin us tomorrow by 7 p.m. London time. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm saying have a good evening.
Thank you very much. And for me, Nnamdi Kanu, it's been a pleasure having you here with us. Please do not forget, this is What Should Abide With You All The Time. This is the creed. This is the creed. The same way we used to read creed when we are small going to church, we want you to recite this every blessed day if you can. Be without fear in the face of your enemies. Be brave and upright, that God may love thee. Speak the truth always, even if it leads to your death. Safeguard the helpless and do no wrong. That is the creed of the order of the brotherhood. We are making sure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. Please remain that way, and God shall bless all of you, keep and maintain you. In 3 hours time, 7 p.m. here in Bristol, Virginia. Thank you very much for listening. God bless all of you. God bless Biafra.
Thank you.